Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the lights are back on, but we have no answers still on what caused Saturday night's blackout. And we've been here before.
New York politicians, including the governor, are on the warpath.
We have replaced utility companies in other parts of the state. It can be done.
Is Con Ed at risk after the lights went out? We're just off the phone with Greg David from Cranes, New York.
This was a five-hour blackout. It's larger than it should have been because Con Ed's equipment is supposed to keep blackouts like this to small areas. And yes, the big risk for Con Ed is that the politicians are on the warpath. And is it just rhetoric or will it result in specific actions?
I guess that would mean maybe some new regulations or some new things that Con Ed would have to prove or investments they would be required to make.
I think those are all true, but there's another reason, and the Con Ed has a rate hike pending, and one way politicians can punish Con Ed is to deny the rate hike. Now, the big issue here is whether Con Ed is investing enough in its infrastructure. And since Sandy, Con Ed has really stepped up investment in its infrastructure, and, you know, to be frank, we haven't had the blackouts that we've had before. And the other thing I think that provides some context in this is, do you remember all the summers when Con Ed didn't know if it had enough power to meet demand? And we would have blackouts because of that, and sometimes we would have the power reduced. Well, we haven't had that in a long time, and Con Ed said that that wasn't the cause. They have plenty of power for the heat wave that's coming.
We also remember those blackouts that used to happen, and they would kind of, like the dominoes, they would fall from one neighborhood to the next, to the next, to the next, until the whole city was in the darkness, as we saw in 1977. And that didn't happen this time, so maybe
right,
the equipment is
true.
Better. Maybe the equipment is better.
Well, what Con Ed admits is that the equipment should have been even better. It's supposed to have small outages, but this one spread to five different service areas. And, of course, what made this even worse for Con Ed is it spread to Broadway. So Broadway lost an entire Saturday night attendance and revenue. And, you know, that's not an insignificant hit.
Any reason to expect that there might be a break on our bills or there may be some kind of rebate or something coming?
If it is, it's going to be small. Con Ed is not routinely liable in cases like this. Insurance doesn't kick in for businesses till after they've been out for 3 days. Con Ed might decide to make some payments as a good faith gesture. We'll just have to see.
New York survives another blackout. Crane's Greg David on the line. Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!